Good evening. I'm Pastor Ed Rice, and this is going to be a Bible study for our Sunday evening Bible study on January the 17th. What an interesting week we have before us. And so I want to cover some things again that I think would be pertinent to our lives coming into this week when, again, we have a change of regime in Washington, D.C. So let's go ahead and start this Bible study with a word of prayer. Father, thank you and praise you for your goodness. Thank you for your bounty and blessing. Thank you, Father, again for your hand in all the affairs of our nation that we're walking through just now. And thank you again, Father, for your touch and your blessing on believers during this time as we're seeing again things shaken. And I pray again, Father, that we could be standing on a solid rock that doesn't shake, that you'd give peace that passes all understanding in troublous times. And Father, that you'd bless again, even as we look at some of these things in scripture that would turn our hearts towards you. I praise you again. Thank you for our little church, Good Samaritan Baptist Church. Ask a special blessing on the believers there, and pray again, Father, that you'd see our heart and cause again, Father, that you'd answer prayer and intervene as only you could. Pray that you'd be with others that'd be tuning in to this Bible study as we could make it available. And pray again that you would encourage hearts of Christians and especially, Father, that you'd open the eyes of the world and cause again, Father, that they could taste the gospel and taste and see that you are good. And I'll praise you now and thank you for hearing our prayer, touching our time together, even in a remote Bible study. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Want to begin again looking here at our opening webpage, I guess would be a good place to start to understand again that we do have a Facebook page as well at Facebook.com/GS Baptist Church. And so I'd encourage you again to check out our Facebook page where these Bible studies should be available, and also a bunch of other information that we'll look at. But on our webpage, gsbaptistchurch.com, I want you again to understand and see some things that we have as an outreach for not only our folks, but again, to others that might click into this web page. And so let me mention first again that we do have the plan of salvation on there. And so we'll go ahead and bring that up and look at again. This is Dr. Ford Porter's gospel track that he has. And if you go under our webpage, God's Simple Plan of Salvation. And while you're perusing through the opening lines of that gospel track, I'd like to go ahead and read you from Isaiah chapter 12. In our Bible study tonight, we're going to pull out several verses out of Isaiah. Bev and I have been reading that since the beginning of the year in our Bible reading schedule, and also reading through Genesis again in the, our Bible reading schedule. So here in Isaiah chapter 12, it says this, and this is kind of the crescendo of this first section. And it says in these six short verses, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation." And so looking again at that, I'm trusting that you have that salvation. And again, I like to emphasize that because, again, as we reach out into the world, Bible says again that when you have you can only have ears to hear if he has, again, moved into your soul. So we're going to cover some things here that requires that you have ears to hear about the end times. But notice here again that this is all about his salvation. Verse 3 continues, therefore, with joy shall we draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. I love this chapter, and it is talking about the day of the Lord. It's talking about when Christ is going to return, and the peace that passes all understanding that comes into a heart of a believer, even during these troublous times. Make sure you have that eternal salvation that it speaks of here, so that you can have that peace. So again, our plan of salvation is what we preach and teach, and I want to emphasize that once more. Let me also emphasize for believers that on our schedule or on our webpage here is a one-year Bible reading schedule. And if you click on that, it brings up two things. Number one, it brings up two full pages of family altar with the calendar year for 2021. And each day's readings, Genesis through Revelations, I say Genesis through maps. And again, for our church folks, we like to go through that and have several folks that have read the Bible through, and we give them out a certificate. And fact, again, we can see the certificate right here on our that we give out. I just had them printed up. And so I would take a quick look at that. I enjoy making these up. And if I could find it here on my page. I don't see it. Oh, there it is. So as we hand out every year a certificate, it comes right from that Bible reading schedule. Now, our Bible reading schedule, again, is one that is listed chronologically in the order that the books are read. And so you'll not find it again, probably in too many other places in that format. So, for example, we'll go through and read the book of Genesis. But then Job was written at about the same time frame as Genesis was, and Genesis was written down by Moses in 1492, which was the same year that Columbus sailed the ocean blue, if you remember that little saying. However, that was BC, and so that gives you a way of remembering that. But again, we have folks that read through the Bible, and again, give them a certificate for reading all 66 books, all 1,189 chapters, all 31,101 verses of the Holy Bible in the calendar year of 2020, and is hereby recognized for this achievement, fulfilling God's command to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, and recognizing God's promise that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And so we do give that certificate out to our folks who again make it through that Bible reading time. And boy, I want to encourage you again to be a Bible reader again. And so as we look again at these things, again, understand that let me find my way back to our webpage here again in the Bible reading schedule. Go through that for you again. We can get my computer to cooperate. And this Bible reading schedule here again is in several pages. So there's two pages, 8.5 by 11. And then I also have in the same thing, a personal altar reading, which is the same schedule, but it's off by 6 months. And so Beverly and I start reading our personal Bible, reading Isaiah and our family altar in the book of Genesis. I encourage you again to read through the Bible with us in this calendar year. And so again, as we consider our webpage, there are several resources on there, and I want to encourage you to take full advantage of that. Let's right now go ahead and look at some of the things that I put up on Facebook page that we have. And as we look at that, I want to encourage you again to understand this is for believers. There is coming the end times. I believe, as I've said again in previous Bible studies, that we're headed right into the end times right now. Bible says that all the nations of the world will again forsake God. All the nations of the world will turn against the nation of Israel. And all means all, and that's all means. And so again, understand here that the Bible has some things to say about the end times. And in it, again, we're headed up to a battle of Armageddon. And in that battle of Armageddon, all the nations of the world are going to be pitted against God's chosen people, Israel. And so I put out some slides again that cover these end times that we're headed into. And again, I had no idea that this nation would turn so quickly. and this week, again, there's stuff going on that, again, I want us to be aware of God's plan as Christians, and so that we'd be all the more diligent to be about the Father's business. My first verse, again, that I put out in this study, again, is that the liberal left laughs now, but Christian, we are on the winning side. I'd stop right there and sing that song. We're on the winning side. My guitar is downstairs someplace, and so I'll withhold that in the time that we have left here. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. And I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquity. Watch this. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. And that's out of Isaiah chapter 13. And again, I encourage Christians to use your anger, use your rage to preach Acts 20:21 and accomplish John 20:21. And so as we look at some of these verses, again, understand that the day of the Lord is coming, and we don't realize how terrible that day is going to be. We look at the rapture of the church, where the church is pulled out, but immediately upon that, there are 7 years of tribulation preparing for the wrath of God to be dumped out upon this earth. And when the wrath of God begins to be poured out in that 7 year period at the end of this age and at the beginning of the millennial reign of Christ, the wrath of God is poured out in 7 vials, as it says in Revelations, that are indescribable as to the awesomeness of the wrath of God that's going to land upon this earth. And even in the middle of that, or towards the end of that, I forgot, I think it's under the sixth seal, the nations of the earth still shake their fist at God, and it's unbelievable, and they would not repent even when God's wrath is revealed that way. And so I don't know why we'd expect that they would repent now again, but again, understand that what's required in Acts 20:21 is that for the Jew and also for the Gentile, repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what America needs. America does not realize how near the day of the Lord is. Christians, how dreadful that day will be. Come near, ye nations, to hear, and hearken, ye people. Let the earth hear and all that is therein. the world and all things that come forth of it. For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He hath utterly destroyed them. He hath delivered them to the slaughter. That's out of Isaiah chapter 34. A Christian, 2021, is high time to preach Acts 2021 and accomplish John 2021. If you haven't figured this out, I want you to memorize those two verses. Let's be about the Father's business in these last days that we're going to have here on this earth. Hezekiah knew how to get a hold of God when an evil regime was attempting a hostile takeover. Make no mistake, I believe an evil regime is attempting a hostile takeover, and that will happen, Lord, as we see things unfolding this week. So this week, again, at the inauguration of Joe Biden and the stepping aside of our hero, our conservative hero, President Donald Trump, and all that's unfolding in it, and all the lies again that's being trumped up, get it, against our hero. Again, understand that, boy, the evil regime that brings in socialism, that brings in liberal, progressive ideas that maybe we'll get a chance to look at here a little bit. But again, to understand that that is taking over in America by hostile takeover, and by all statistical analysis, is a takeover by the lying, cheating left through election fraud. Again, as we understand these things, understand that God's still in control. Satan's winning a victory, but God is in control. And so here, Hezekiah prayed this: O Lord of hosts, God of Israel that dwells between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone, and all the kingdoms of the earth thou hast made, heaven and earth. Incline thine ear, O Lord, and hear. Open thine eyes, O Lord, and see. And hear all the words of Sennacherib, which hath sent to reproach the living God. Now, therefore, O Lord, our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only. That's from Isaiah chapter 37. Christians should exercise Hezekiah's prayer this week. In 2021, preach Acts 2021 and accomplish John 2021. Let's be about the Father's business. And then I put out this verse, 75 million, I think it's 74 by statistics now, 74 million legitimate votes were cast against it. But next week, the liberal left, amidst 10,000 soldiers, with big tech and media censorship more powerful than the president of the United States, will attempt to install the most corrupt liberal progressive socialist regime known to man. God help us. If you are a genuine conservative, call your congressmen. 75 million legitimate voters should flood congressional phones and web pages for 2 weeks. Well, I want to encourage you to do that. And if you are a genuine Christian, talk to your Father. Now, therefore, O Lord, our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou alone. Let me repeat that last phrase. That all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only. That's what people need to know. Remember a guy named Ahab was off serving Balaam or Baal. And he came to a place because of Elijah's prophecy that he said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. We need a nation that would say that and understand that we have a creator. We did not evolve. We have a creator. And so he is the Lord God, and that our prayers ought to be well seasoned with that all the world may know that the Lord, he is God. I urge every one of the 74 million legitimate voters who are not getting represented in Washington, D.C., to contact their representative this week. Please call and email and write to all your representatives. I will contact what I call my five lords of the Philistines. Please do your part. And so I'll be contacting Charles Schumer, Kristen Hildebrand, my senators from New York State. I will be contacting Congressman Tom Reed, our representative in Washington. I'll be contacting the Honorable Andrew M. Cuomo, and also my legislature in Albany, Thomas Omar. I'd encourage you again to get a hold of all your representatives. You can find out who they are for our church, Good Samaritan Baptist Church. There's a list of all of yours, and use that list. And so again, here's the letter that I wrote to old Chuckie Schumer. I am one of the 74 million legitimate voters who want to make America great. And I request that you put a stop to the lies about your arch nemesis, President Donald Trump, and his supporters. Censorship is a tool used by liars when they are no longer effectively deceiving. Stop the censorship. I have told my father about your conniving liberal tactics. I expect you will hear from him in a separate correspondence. While you oppose my conservative values, I will be asking him to remove you from your position as my representative. I am earnestly praying for you. Sincerely, Edward Rice. And so I encourage you again to write, not the same thing, but something to your congressman. And I'll be sending these to all five of my lords of the Philistines. I went ahead and said, I'm going to do this every week for the first 3 weeks until the close of January. And so I wrote another letter to Schumer that I'll send out a week later. I am one of the 74 million legitimate voters who want to make a request that you stop putting the lies about your arch nemesis, President Donald Trump, and his supporters. And I request that you please stop socialism. In 2020, Marxist college students trained by leftist college professors, aided and abetted by a trove of left-wing news media, had financed by elitist big tech billionaires, have declared their intentions to burn this constitutional democracy to the ground and initiate socialism and Marxist communism in the United States of America. Fact, the left-wing liberal Democrats joined by radical leftists have made league with the anarchists in an effort to overthrow their arch nemesis who was draining their swamp. Put an end to the socialist movement in this country. America will never be a socialist country. I've told my father about your conniving liberal tactics. Sincerely yours, Pastor Ed Rice. And then a third letter that I wrote, and I wanted to get to this one, and again, got a couple minutes left. Again, I am one of the 74 million. Praise the Lord. Emphasize that again, that there are voters out there who are legitimate and Christians and want their voices heard and are not getting any representation in Washington. And then again, I put here that he is diametrically opposed to all seven biblical planks that I have pulled from God's word. And here they are. The Holy Bible establishes some planks that are most pertinent in a genuine Christian's politics. Number one, Israel is God's chosen nation. God will bless them that bless Israel. Number two, an individual has body, soul, and spirit at conception in the womb. Number three, For a man to lie with another man is an abomination, not a civil right. Number four, God created us male and female, created he them. Number five, marriage is ordained between man and woman for the rearing of children. Number six, the Lord Jesus Christ is the creator and the sustainer of all things, to include climate, Colossians 1, 16 and 17. Number seven, Christians are commanded not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, Hebrews 10, 25. Now, again, note that the progressive liberal left, Democrats, use political planks that are diametrically opposed to Christianity. Number one, anti-Israel. Number two, a pro-abortion. Number three, pro-sodomy. Number four, pro-transsexual. Number five, anti-biblical marriage. Number six, anti-oil, anti-carbon dioxide. I breathe out carbon dioxide. If you're human, so do you. Number seven, they close churches for the greater good, as they say. And so again, I like to keep them seven planks, and the seven diametrically opposed planks of the Democratic Party that's coming into office this week. And again, understand that a Christian needs to be cognizant that they are God haters. They despise your God. They despise your relationship with him. Some of them pretend to be Catholic, but I don't believe Catholics are Christians. They believe in the Pope. They're praying to Virgin Mary. And again, they certainly have a nice ethics about them, as do Mormons. But again, they have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And so again, as doing that, although they may be moral people and good people, again, understand they are not born again, converted to Christ people. So I encourage you again to get involved in your government this year, especially. And I'd encourage you again to be about the Father's business, especially as I said in the slides previously here, that we could again just do Acts 2021. In 2021, do Acts 21. Preach Acts 21. And live John 2021. Let's be about the Father's business. Christ will soon appear. Lord willing, in our Bible studies on Sunday night, we'll go ahead and cover some more details about the last days and the end times. But I'd encourage Christians again to be strengthened, be encouraged, and even again under a leftist regime that we'll probably live under in 2021, at least until the Lord gets here in 2022 or 2023. I don't think again we'd ever finish out another 4 years of this constant rebellion against God. So pray for our nation, and I'm praying for you that you'd be a witness. I'm praying for each one of our folks at Good Samaritan Baptist Church. We're going through things, as are you, as believers. And again, I want his name exalted in our lives, even in these last days. Father, praise you and thank you for your word. Thank you again, Father, that we could look at some of these things. I pray that you would encourage Christians. I pray again now that you'd bless in a special way. We love you, and we thank you again that we could take this time to look into your word, learn some things about you, fall in love with you more, be strengthened to live with a zeal for you. Go with us now into a new week. Put a zeal in our step, and put the name of our Lord and Savior in our lips. Cause again that this book, the word of the law, shall not pass from our lips, but we'll meditate therein day and night. We'll need your help. We'll need your strength. I pray for this week and ask for your blessing in it. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Lord bless you again for tuning into this Bible study, and I'll be back again next week with a Bible study for all of us.